Hello and welcome to Rooted in Courage. I am so very happy that you're here. Thank you for listening, for joining me. I'm happy to be a part of your journey today. So, I'm going to start by reading a poem that might be my favorite poem ever in the world. It is Mary Oliver's Wild Geese poem. So it goes like this. You do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. You only have to let the soft animal of your body love what it loves. Tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. Meanwhile, the sun and the clear pebbles of rain are moving across the landscapes, over the prairies and the deep trees, the mountains and the rivers. Meanwhile, the geese, high in the clean blue air, are heading home again. Whoever you are, no matter how lonely, this world offers itself to your imagination, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. So that poem changed everything for me. I started writing poetry when I was 16. I'd say I'm 26 now, so maybe give or take 10 years. And poetry was the first time that I feel like I gave space and voice to things that lived so naturally inside of my body. At the time, at being age 16, I was in the throes of an eating disorder, bulimia and binge eating disorder to be specific. And I wrote my first poem after being in recovery from that and finding my voice, and it was such a deep breath. Being an empathetic child, a sensitive child, I feel like I just took on other people's trauma my whole life, other people's ideas of who I should be as a woman, as a person, as a child. I took that in. I feel like it was a sort of swallowing of myself in a way, in order to be whatever people needed me to be, so much so that I didn't know who I was when I was in the midst of this eating disorder in my teenage years. It was like just a way to control something that felt so incredibly overwhelming. And recently, it's just been this liberation. I mean, I've been in recovery for an eating disorder now for 7 years, I'd say. So it's not what constantly fills up my mind, thank goodness. And if you're listening and it's something that is constantly filling your mind, I so recommend therapy. That is like what changed my life. Shout out to my mom, who was like, "You're gonna go to therapy." And I was like, "I don't have a problem." And she was like, "Yeah, you do." So, shout out to those moments and to the amazing woman that is my mother. you're not alone in anything that you feel. My favorite, all-time favorite spoken word artist, Andrea Gibson, says in their poem, The Nutritionist, I think they say something like, I've been told that sometimes the most healing thing we can do is remind ourselves over and over, other people feel this too. And it's true. It's like you think you're the most fucked up. You're like, I'm convinced I'm the most fucked up. There's nobody else more fucked up than me. And it's not true. And it's so much pressure. So much pressure from society telling us how to look and how to act and how to love and how to breathe. It can be suffocating, especially if you're someone who's more like in tune with all of the world and trauma and suffering. Like, it's just a lot. And so I love the permission that Mary Oliver gives in that poem in the first line, and it is something that I've carried with me in many of my poems, that you do not have to. Like, you do not have to be good. You do not have to walk on your knees for 100 miles through the desert repenting. Like, you do not have to apologize for yourself constantly. Or apologize for your feelings. It's like these ideas that were just like thrown upon us to make us feel small and to just like swallow parts of ourselves. And it takes a lot to be like, I'm not gonna give you authority to say if I'm good or not. I'm not gonna give away my authority to whether or not I am worthy of love and life and prosperity and goodness. So yeah, I know that's some heavy, heavy stuff right off the bat, but I feel like Mary Oliver finds such a gorgeous way to reconnect us to nature, our inherent wonder that is inside of us, and how it is so easily reflected back in nature and the vastness that is nature. And it's so devoid of the illusions that we've created as humans in terms of like capitalism and patriarchy and things like that. So, yeah, I love the line, tell me about despair, yours, and I will tell you mine. Meanwhile, the world goes on. And it's like, we deserve those sort of connections in life too, you know? Tell me about your despair. Tell me what keeps you up at night, you know, like write a poem about it, write it into a song, scream it from the rooftops, like tell me exactly why you think that way, or like exactly what you're thinking. I'm really excited. I'm going to do an episode on like constricting views, like whenever I'm super anxious, so I have anxiety and depression diagnosed, take medication for anxiety and depression. My lens gets like a pinhole, like a keyhole almost, just that small. It shrinks. And just like noticing, like when my worldview just gets so, so constrained, just a keyhole of perspective where I can't see anything else. I can only see sadness. I can only see fear. I can not imagine anything else. And I'll do another episode on this, but just like ways to counteract that and be like, okay, like this is it. Like I'm narrowing my lens, or like it's not really a thing you control, it just kind of like happens. Like, okay, like my lens is so narrow, like what am I going to do to help expand, come back, know how interwoven and interconnected we are with all of life. And again, just bringing it back to Mary Oliver, like talking about the wild geese and whoever you are, no matter how lonely, the world offers itself to your imagination. So imagining more vastness calls to you like the wild geese, calls to you like the wild geese, harsh and exciting, over and over announcing your place in the family of things. And it's like, you are supposed to be here. You are beautifully and wonderfully made to be able to share your gifts with others, to make them feel less alone. Your place in the family of things, with your name on it. It's reserved for you. So, yeah. I so look forward to continuing this with you and look forward to the next time we meet virtually on here. So, until then, be well, and I will talk to you soon.